Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Hamakriv kachim ve'emurehem b'chutz. If someone is makriv the meat of a carbon together with the innards still wrapped in the meat, and he did this outside the Azara, chayav, he's going to be chayav. The Bar Tanura explains that although the halacha is when you bring the emurim in the Azara on the Mizbeach, it may not be wrapped in the meat because there cannot be anything separating the emurim from the fire. So you may think that if you did the similar process outside the Azara, one should be putter. So therefore, our Mishnah is teaching you that no, when you do it outside the Azara, although there's a hefsek, a break between the innards and the meat, you're going to be chayev. Mincha shaloi nikmitza, a carbon mincha which the kamitza was not taken off. And since the kamitza was not taken off, therefore, the mincha itself is not yet fit to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, v'hikriva b'chutz, if you brought it outside, pat, you're going to be pater, since it wasn't fit to be brought inside. Kamtza, what if one did the kamitza? V'chazar kamtza l'techa, but the kamitza went back inside. V'hikriva b'chutz, and he brought the mixture together outside. Chayav, they would be chayav, because that mixture is ro'oi, it is fit to be brought inside, as we learn in other Mishnayos that although you should not be makter the mixture, if it was brought b'di'eved, it would be kosher. Mishnah Vav, hakometz v'halavoina. If you're dealing with kometz and the levoina of a minchas nedava, where both the kometz and the levoina are what is matir, what permits the rest of the mincha for achila. So we have two things that are here as a matir. So, shehikrev echad, es echad mehem, b'chutz, if you brought just one of them outside the azara, chayev yer chayev, although it's not the entire matir, but Tanakama holds just even part of the matir would be mechayev you. Rebbe Eliezer Paiter, Rebbe Lazar says your pater, achi yakev es hashayni, until you bring the second one, because only after you bring the second one, which would be matir, then you'd have the whole matir, and only for that would you be chayev. Echad bifnem v'echad b'chutz. What if you were makriv one of them inside the azara, and one of them outside the azara? So you first did it inside, and then you brought the second one outside. Chayev, you'd be chayev because nothing's missing. You're simply adding on the last, finishing the last matir. And just like we learned earlier, if you bring the last kezayis, you're going to be chayev. So to over here, it's like bringing the last kezayis of the matir. Shnei bezicha levayna, the two scoops of levayna, which were kept on the lechem, on the shulchan, for the lechem haponim, that those are brought in order to be matir the lechem haponim to be eaten by the kohanim. Shehikav es echad mihem b'chutz, if you brought one of them outside, chayev yud b'chayev. Again, this is the Tanakama who's being consistent, saying that for half of a matir, you're chayev. Rebbe Lazar paiter, Rebbe Lazar says, you're exempt at sheyakav es hashayin until you bring the second one, because you need to have the whole matir to be chayev for hakrava b'chutz. Echad b'finim, but if you do the first one inside, v'echad b'chutz, and the second one was going to be brought outside, chayev yud b'chayev, even according to Rebbe Elazar. The Mishnah continues, Hazarik mikzas damim b'chutz. If you sprinkle part of the sprinkles that are supposed to be done inside the Azara, you did outside the Azara. And we're referring specifically to the first sprinkle. And then you went back inside perhaps and wanted to continue. The halacha is chayev, you're going to be chayev for haktara, or being hakrava b'chutz. Rabbi Elazar says, af ha-menasech me'achag v'soich b'chutz, chayev, even if you pour the water which we draw on Sukkos for the Beis HaShoeva, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which is supposed to be poured on the Mizbeach, if someone poured that water after it was raised and lifted up in a Kli Shares, which is Mekadish the Mayim, and he would pour it on a Mizbeach that's outside the Azara, Chayav, he would be Chayav for Hakrava B'chutz. Rebbe Nechemya says, Shiri Hadam, leftover blood, Shekivim Bechutz, which were brought outside, which means you already did all the sprinkling necessary inside the Azara. And now you have blood that's supposed to be poured onto the Yesod. So here, we're talking about specifically Echatas HaPnimis, Echatas, which the sprinkle is normally put inside the Heichel. And Rebbe Nechemya has a distinct opinion that Shvicha Shirayim of Echatas HaPnimis, pouring out the extra blood for a chatas which is brought in the heichal, that is ma'akev. So therefore, even pouring the shirayim is ma'akev the zirikas hadam. Therefore, he holds that if you did it outside, you're going to be chayav because that is a legitimate form of avodah.